It's been amazing. Hey, Kalusha, Farida Mansour, Crucio Kobe, Trela Kata. Big shout out going out to you. I've got a great conversation coming up, and I'm so very much happy for this individual from the region as well. And if you care to know, for the TGMS coming up in a jiff, in a short while, yeah, in some few months to come, this guy has been able to rack in that very category, the unsung category. And I'm asking that let's vote for this individual. He's from here, Kumasi, and you will love him. He had one of the biggest tunes in the country, and everybody loved him. And everybody's loving him as well. No, who sounds so off you? Oh, yeah, come up here, I'm telling you. Oh, yeah, come up. And Kalani Tinuhujai, in Peninfo and Tinuhujai. And it will interest you to know the name that he goes by. He is the Gen Z JJ. Gen Z phone, you know, JJ, no, no. I've got great conversation coming up in the gym as well. Akushia, on your papa. CT's greatest late afternoon show. You know this song? I know you already love it. Take a listen to it.
Sure, baby. Let me go on in my body counts before I send me sure, baby. Me see a fine baby. Send me sure, let me know. Me come it inside here, now me penny. My royal lady.
I'm in the mommy's up. The rings are many upon some. see me massa, fit me. Oh, and I mean shit on me, mama, me chillin' you and I'm a G, then put my me and me like. But when you make up a bit Sunday, I me pay $1 billion. Make my sick up, no, no, no. If you say nobody knows, no, no. I'll go, then I sick up to send me a mother.
Beautiful tune by All Standard. 30 minutes after 4. CT's greatest late afternoon show, The Drive Time. And I have the Yon Chap with me in the studio. Coach Ray, good evening. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. What about you?
I'm very, very fine. Longest time.
Yeah.
The last time you were here was about a year ago or 2 years ago?
I think last year when I released my first EP. A catalog of EP.
Yes.
That was like around this time.
Around the same time. Yeah, we had you. But it's been an amazing journey for you. Has the rise been something that you were expecting, or it actually surprises you with the rise you have?
Okay. You know, really surprise me, sir. Every time at the work, you know, it did my mind say, the reason why I had the work be say I don't see results.
Mm.
So if now the results are showing up, it makes sense.
Nice one. Now let's talk about it for individuals who don't know about Coach Ray. Definitely, it is a name out there, specifically with the junior high school, university students. Now we have individuals like people of higher repute also following the brand Coach Ray. But for individuals who do not know about Coach Ray, who is Coach Ray?
Okay, I would say Coach Ray is an African artist and he's a Ghanaian. I was born and raised in Kumasi, which is the Ashanti region, and I do Gen Z High Life, I do Afrobeat, and he's about to take over the Ghana music industry by storm, so people should watch out for him.
Exactly, and I love how you say that with confidence, quite recently, I was reading about you, and you've been able to coin a whole genre for yourself. You call that one the...
Gen Z High Life.
Yeah, what is it about?
Okay... High Life is a genre we did already.
Mm.
So you know, sometimes people feel like we have to, sometimes fuse in other genres before we see whatever we are doing. Because right now people are doing amapiano, people are doing Afrobeat, people are doing hip hop and it looks like they've left the high life. I'm not saying the game is dull or something, but it's like they've left it some way. So one time I was there and I felt like, so Ghana, if we are being honest with ourselves, and maybe someone from outside come and ask the Ghana, what do you wanna
the genre?
Wanna genre with the, like with the hood, where it is sell on a culture. So I thought of it, say it would definitely be either the high life or maybe the hip life, or I don't know whether there's any other genre. So I feel like the reason why the new generation is not really pushing the high life is because maybe they feel like right now if you do high life, it sound a cake or outmoded or something. So I feel like we had to somehow modernize it with, the Gen Zs, we are the ones, ruling now, obviously. So, they have to relate. And how are they going to relate? Mm. Right now, they love to get something groovy. They love to get something that, music that contains the slangs and their jargons they use. So I felt like, so I had to use modern Gen Z vibes and, the Gen Z flair and everything. Then I added to the high life. So the Gen Z high life is more like... modernized
high life tunes, but then it's basically has got the basis of our old high lives in there.
Yes.
that was with respect to the instrumentations and everything you have over there. You speak about high life, so because looking at you and having a bit of knowing of your age, high life was not something of your time. You get
yes,
it. But why then do you want to fall in love so much with Jana, which is not your time kind of Jana? But then again, you could have easily told the line of what everybody's doing right now. What's trending?
Okay, so I think we all grew up hearing Daddy Lumba, Machi Dede, Kunti Hine, Wuta, a whole lot of high life and hip life artists. And we, whether directly or indirectly, we got inspired, no matter what, because maybe you won't stream the song, but you'll be walking on the roadside, you'll be hearing the song. So definitely you have the influence. And I'm one artist, I don't really love to follow trend.
Okay.
Regardless of it, maybe coincidentally I would do something that will enter the trend. More like Kwisiata, the song I released.
Yeah.
I think few days after I released the song, that was when Kwisiata's issues rose up and people were connecting it, which was very false. And I'm someone, I don't jump into trend. I just love to do what's good for me and what helps.
Because
if I do it and it's not working for me, definitely maybe I might switch. But here's the case, it's working. And high life is still, I mean, alive. So, I mean, I need to join the people who push that agenda. So, yeah, that's
how I How has the fusion of the Gen Z actually helped high life as a whole? I know you are just a piece of the jigsaw.
Yeah.
Definitely, you're also doing your bit. Definitely, other individuals would also come apart and join. But then, since you brought about that Gen Z flair to that very old genre, the high life, how do you see now? Do you think that your influence are now pushing a lot of peeps your age into that high life genre itself?
Definitely. As you said, very soon, I'm just hoping for, I mean, our own, our fellow musicians and artists, whether the young ones, the old ones, to also, I mean, join and, I mean, we push this agenda, because it will really help take the high life music to another level. Because the last time I was doing some research on, every time we are doing music and we are doing the comparison, we bring up the Nigerians and maybe the South African and the East African artists. Because right now in Africa, they are like, I mean, the biggest. So they have the biggest market. But when you look at the kind of languages and the kind of beat they use, it's typically their culture. For example, Asake, Shea Vibes, and maybe Omale. When you listen to Asake, a whole album, you listen to an Asake album, a whole album, the album will be containing like maybe 10 or 20 songs. 80% of the words he uses is either Yoruba or
Igbo language, the Igbo and Yoruba, but he's strong on the Yoruba language.
Yes.
Yeah.
And yet so his music is selling not only in Nigeria, not only in Africa, it's global. So I feel like we can do the same thing. We can also do it. It's not necessarily say hip hop is trending, or maybe hip hop is bigger in the West and maybe globally, so we have to change China hip hop. Oh, although it will help. And also just say I should be doing, everyone should be doing the high life. But I mean, there should be someone, or there should be some people, or there should be artists who are trying to also push the agenda. So right now, I'm like, I'm the one who want to, I mean, champion it at this moment. So high life won't be forgotten or something.
Nice one. If you're just tuning in, this is the Drive Time Love 99.5 FM, sitting with Baden Talent Kojo Ray. And I'm telling you, you should have time. Go listen to all of the project that he's released so far. You're just going to fall in love with him. Now, Kojo, let's talk about the music journey itself for you. I'm not thinking it just started for you in this very space. He actually started from somewhere. You've gone through the mill. You've gained experience. You know exactly what you need doing and what not to do. But specifically for individuals listening to us right now, and I take cue from peeps who also find themselves in the same sector you find yourself as a music individual, who be finding the difficulties and don't know how to maneuver their way through it as well.
Yes.
And I think you also have a story about how difficult it was for you from the beginning, and how were you able to handle those kind of stuff. But then again, I ask, was it difficult for you? How was starting music like?
It was very, very difficult. Very, very difficult. Because even I don't know where to start. Because when you want to start music, you start with freestyles, doing mixtapes, because first of all, you don't have the resources to go to a studio and pay the producer for your own beats. And after producing a song, to distribute the song or monetize it or pitch it for people to, I mean, listen or playlist it is also another issue.
True.
After that, shooting a music video for the song, for people to see your face, to sell the music with your face, because the music might even trend, but they wouldn't even know you. So to get to that one, so too, is another problem. To promote it, maybe right now you can use Instagram, TikTok to sponsor we have a process. You can add your card to the credit card to the social. You connect it, then you boost your videos. That one too is another problem. Getting influencers, people to hop on the sound too. So it has never been easy. And yesterday, a day before yesterday, I was asking my boys that we started this like four to five years officially. Although we've had people who have, supported and retweeted us, recruited us, but we haven't got a co-sign. Like, you know that some people, they will just start the music maybe after 1 year, 2 years, then you didn't know, says this is the next big thing, boom. But my own has been like a gradual process. Like, I will release, promote. Although I had people like Flo Kingstone, Yapuno, shouts to them, shouts to a lot of people who were actually, supporting, at least with their likes and their comments. It kept me going, and that's what has, taking me through. And so now, I'm still doing it.
It looks as if you have the Midas touch amongst the Gen Zs. And I don't know, what is it about? Freshness in the Kahuana.
No, I don't know about that.
See, bro, I remember last weekend, I had wanted to record this and send it to you.
Yeah.
So it was raining heavily and the hailing apps were not working. So I was forced to join a Pragya.
Yeah.
Bro, Pragya na mitimuno. The guy's playlist is a full Kojore playlist.
Maru.
He did play them back to back.
Oh,
then I was asking, I asked him, why? Who is that? I said, Kojore, Charlie boy, with me feeling rough. The only thing that was difficult for me was that my phone was running low, so I couldn't record it.
Yeah.
Then you could see that there are individuals on the streets as well who love Kojore. And I don't know how you've been able to do that, because many, many individuals, your age group, who find themselves in that very same space you find yourself, are trying to, as a matter of fact, touch base with the youngins. And as a matter of fact, as an artist, I always tell them that what you need to do is that need to get a young base and grow with them, because they are the individuals that in the future they'll be listening to you and they carry you along as well.
Yeah.
How have you been able to do that?
Okay, first of all, it's been God since day one until now. So, and as you said, if you really understand this music, if you really want to do this music and you believe that this music is going to pay for you, aside you getting the determination and, the talent and everything, you need patience. Like I was saying, if we're here, every time for day here. You must just understand, you are looking up to Sir Akode, you're looking up to Kendrick Lamar, Akon, Ashake, or whatever artist you're looking up to. You should understand that they were once like you. So if you really understand the process, you know, I have to start from somewhere. And I was young when I started and people were loving what I was doing. So I felt like, so those people now, they are loving what I'm doing. They are the ones who are going to sell me. So I even started a high school tour whilst I was in high school.
Oh.
Yeah. So, me, the time we did SHS, then St. Louis, Asantua, Kumasi Girls, so I'm the Maji Baby Afa.
Fan boy and also count.
That means that time I'm the album. Then first I buy any deal and you see,
Because
I knew, there's a bigger picture. So, I have to start from somewhere. So I started from the SHS. So initially, it wasn't paid. Like I'll hear maybe they're doing a show at Yasantua. I'll go and search for the flyer. I'll see maybe MTN. Then I'll call. Also, my name is Kojore. I do music. I want to pull up for the show. If you come, then pop. So, through that, around those times, that was when I dropped I'm Not Safe. So Then you know, then I'm not safe starting getting that
hype
recognition. Mm. Nah, girls, and it was a Broken Heart song, so the girls really liked it, and the boys too. I'm the jamming at it. So from there, you know, I started. I would say I'm not safe was the song that got me my first ever paid show.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that was when everything started changing. So I mean, the fan base started growing.
Mm.
Yeah, because today I'll be here. Once high school, so there, you come there, no, you left there, no, you didn't call.
True.
Oh, could you read about? Oh, could you read hard? Or it's easy. Yeah. So I mean, through those processes, no, and the people have been showing me love. And right now, it's like maybe around last year, it was maybe just Kumasi and a few regions. But right now, it's like everywhere. Because everywhere I go, sometimes the first time I performed in Cape Coast, I was like wondering, I've never been here, so how is the market?
Mm.
It was crazy. So I felt like, yeah, so I mean, they may here, you know, so I can see Anana. And then I believe, say, it will be bigger than this. I believe it will be bigger than this.
It is your strategy, but then it's a strategy that can also work for other artists as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Forcing your way into spaces you think they have the potency in becoming your fan base.
Oh yeah. It's very important because you know, sir, definitely these people or them they SHS 1, SHS 2, SHS 3, SHS 2, no. The next year umbra hobby man I say own share will be no SHS 3. Next time Legon. Next time maybe I will real school at an office. But he or she has fallen in love with your craft since
SHS.
She was in SHS or he was in SHS. So, I mean, if you believe in the process and you believe you're doing a great music, a good one, definitely. Because I started from zero. I tried to zero followers, zero streams. But right now, and saying, my average streams here 1 million. And if I keep on doing this, maybe tomorrow, my monthly listeners will, I mean, increase. So it's just about you believing in yourself and, I mean, knowing where to touch. Because right now, youth, no many crabby, no matter what you do, they are the ones they have like the majority, I mean, power to hold the music down. So, I mean,
in your youthful stage, you find yourself now, and looking at the youth that also push your agenda and stuff like that. Has it ever occurred to you that there should be something that looks more like a corporate responsibility in a way of awareness using your brand as Kojore to push?
Okay. Like, can you, I mean, clarify things for me?
Are
you talking about a corporate?
Not necessarily corporate responsibility, but using your brand as Kojore and looking at how the youth is now. You could actually border on drug abuse, on teenage pregnancy, on anything. Has there been anything that brand Kojore is looking to push as an agenda by way of teaching the youth what to do and what not to do?
Okay, yeah. So I mean, I'm someone who I'd be very positive on preaching good music, and because although sometimes I use maybe strong words and explicit words and stuff, but I'm not that much a fan of it. Yes, because every time I feel like the people who are listening to my music, most of them are even underage. Yeah, so I mean, sometimes even through my other music, I have songs like Maba, I have songs like One in a Billion, which is more like
a motivational
song to the youth, to every hustler, to every trapper. But to be honest, I've never championed
any
agenda like maybe teenage pregnancy, say no to drug abuse or something. But I mean, since you've brought the idea, I will definitely maybe try a high school tour with maybe the theme of like we are championing this agenda. That, I mean, the youth should, I mean, drug abuse should be, I mean, stopped, and teenage pregnancy and anything that
could help improve the youthful lifestyle.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, definitely you will do that.
Yeah,
I know for statistics sake, and I just need to help you and also get your thoughts on that one too as well. looking at the demography right now, if you take drug abuse like that, you find a lot of youth in there. Now, looking at how your skin tone is, how well built and how good looking that you are, there are other also individuals who also think that drug in a way help in their creativity and stuff like that. In that same space, I know these are conversations that for where you've been and for people you've been around, you might have heard. What is your advice for the youth concerning drug?
The whole point is people who feel like maybe if I take this, I go feel do this, right? Like, it influence them, say, oh, me, my man, Chima, I'm into me, and I say, maybe I'm into me, and I'm into me, you see. I feel like it be the mindset. Yeah, it be the mindset, because there are a lot of things I used to do, thinking, say, if I know if you do, maybe I'm person, maybe I'm into me, but I feel like it's the mindset. You just have to, just stand firm and know, say, there are people out there who are not doing that, and they are successful. You understand? And I don't know, maybe it works for me, it don't work for them. I don't even know what will influence you to the extent that you thinking using drugs or maybe doing these things might help you. But it depends. There are some people, they just grew up in the streets. They weren't even educated on these things. So I think at this point, me getting a big platform and growing my brand to reach this level, I should try my best to champion all those things. With my music, or maybe I'll just find a different way of, preaching to the youth to, stop these things. And, there are other better ways. Because me, for example, I don't do drugs. I don't do alcohol. Yeah, and it's been like 4 or 5 years officially doing this. And sometimes I get stuck. Like, maybe I'll get a beat. There's a beat in your order, but the vibe is not coming. You just akwa ku chini kakra ko nante kakra akwa ku di one boy sako di din komo kakra you dey there, no, the vibes are not gonna come. But obi on a normal day, you feel like nah last kwa uni akache me say far away no nya vibe say akete say I am no mshe. That is, you rest studio, no keyboard, no start a boy, no miche vibe, no pa, yeah, and then go for say your mode. That is, it's then I be motivated, Timmy say, main sign, go over. There are some people too, maybe, or no, yeah, and a farmer, no. And you say, and a farmer, and then you're all fantastic, but I feel like it's the mindset. You just have to, try your best, so be shown, so to, be clean and stuff, yeah.
Creativity lies with you as an individual. It is the mindset. Just get your mind to something you truly want to do positively, and it definitely will work for you. 52 minutes after 4, Kojore with me in the studio of Love 99.5 FM on the city's greatest late afternoon show, The Drive Time. Charlie, now I say, Dubai, and you're easy. And you were stuck in Dubai for some days as well.
For a month.
Because I remember you showed the video on Snapchat where your hotel was. And then again, you showed the hotel view, and you could see a blast in an airport from afar from where you were standing. Yeah. How was the feeling like?
This thing, you know, be funny, and yes, true. Like on the real, if you are being honest, this thing, you know, be funny, because day in day out, people are dying. Day in day out, people are dying. You right now, it has gotten to a level. It sounds like normal. You are too bomb, nipper 42. We need a kind of simple, just like that. But bro, it was crazy, because my first ever time I mean who bomb will be master. So just imagine you've been watching movies, seeing these things, and right now you are witnessing it, and it's not in your own country. That I say, me cry me nim. Be a CEO crew from it, mean and I be Balagatanga and team, trouble as well, question or not, bro. You are stuck, then no flight is leaving the country, no flight is coming in, like Bibi Anko, so then thing. So I was scared, to be honest. But one thing that I assured me or made me feel okay was I believe in God. So I know definitely was signed the Mibe Kofi. And UAE too is one of the most safest countries, because bomb no eba. and tough for more, man, and tough for more. Mm. Or they intercept the bomb
in the air.
Yeah, so it be a home, I can crack a crack.
You put one in a year, go for
it. I said,
no, 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 no. Wow.
Yeah, so like sometimes a day, maybe 50 in any number, but 50 or my friend is saying, oh, I don't know, it be a drones, it be a missiles, it be a but more some fighter jetter they use it to
interject
like,
them,
intercept. So, and sometimes their direction is maybe there's it's an itchy baby, and I say maybe you should just go to deep inside the sea or somewhere, but anything go free happen, anything go free happen, no better when maybe a roof is so near that. So, it was very scary, but I really thank God that right now I'm safe and. People too, I mean, were vouching for me to, I mean, come home safely, and people held me in their prayers too, and Nyamiadom. Me, I'm a very jovial person, so some people didn't see the scary side of this thing.
I know, right? I was on your TikTok live. I was on your snaps all of the time, just getting to know exactly what be happening with you. But then again, you always kept it very positive as well, and that was an amazing. But hey, say we're good that you have your back home safely too as well. Unsung category for the TGMAs is where you find yourself. You find yourself with other good artists as well. CC is in there.
Yeah, Bosuma,
yourself,
Bosuma,
Haven. These are all young, great young chaps also over there. How did you feel?
Actually, I feel blessed and I feel honored because getting that platform is not easy. If people haven't really realized, I've been pushing the Unsung agenda from like 2023.
Really?
Yeah. So 2023 McCoy, 2024 McCoy, 25. So I think 26.
So what was not giving you the nod to be in there?
I think not getting an Unsung nomination should be normal. Because Unsung is like people who are working very hard, but they don't have like the recognition. It's like a stepping stone to mainstream. But if I'm being honest as an artist, I know a couple of artists, I can mention like 30, 40 who are also working hard. So they can't nominate all of us.
Oh, true.
Yeah, they can't nominate. So the reason behind me championing it every year was I knew so definitely there will be a day you will recognize my work. Because maybe you doing the hashtags, you telling them to, I mean, nominate you, you pushing that agenda, you working on yourself to definitely you reach a level. Oh, wow, I bet you'll say. Because, to be honest, I don't know anybody in the Charterhouse, TGMA,
the
or
board, the academy.
I was just pushing the agenda. And I was there. I woke up. They said I've been nominated. I felt very, very happy. Very, very happy. Because the year and the review, I've put in a lot of work.
True.
And yet still, I'm doing. And the things I did last year, a lot of them are also reflecting, I mean, this year. Because... It's crazy. And even like a lot of people were telling me to go for the new act, the new artist of the year, because they feel like I really work like my boy Juma Nagasa.
You deserve like, that category as well.
But I mean, I understand. I said I'm kind of patient. No kind of say patience is a virtue, right?
Yeah.
I mean, just believe in time, because I know artists like Kwame Eugene, he had Unsung after a few years. He was the new artist. After a few years, he was the artist of the year. Yeah. So why I'm submitting my so I just have to believe in myself and keep working.
Is that a tangent you are on, or an agenda that you own, that this year Unsung, you definitely will nail it and bring it back home, the award? Then again, the next course will be the new artist of the year. Then again, you just is that a course on your
definitely own? Definitely. I believe because I always tell myself, say, I don't have a hit song. Maybe someone might think, oh, na so new way do be any with the bar me. I feel like my hit song in Yambai. So just imagine, I know. You say answer na when you friend but to bob 99.
Yeah.
So I know, say definitely. Juma, Juma, you will go them ne. Juma, you pass this year. Any next year, any years ne ban ye bono. You can cancel any money boom. Definitely. It won't just be once. What do I say? Yeah, because although people see me say, oh, could you earn your TGMA nomination? But I feel like I want more. Yeah, that's how I feel. I feel like oh, right now, my on song. So me to me drop here, it is here a high life song. So you bit many a high life song of the year. You bit many maybe popular song of the year. You can get what again? Record of the year or something. Yeah, but anya. So you mean I have to, I mean, work for that too. With the other songs I may drop, I have to push it to get to the level I will win maybe a new artist. I'm not saying say may champion on awards, but and also care juman who I mean and also keeping me going. I feel like I want the song to get the popular song of the year, to get the record of the year or something. I just work on my music, but I know, so definitely. Big awards, and it would do great on, not only in Ghana, it would go internationally.
The on song category is a sure bet for you.
Yes, it is. It is.
You have an edge over all of the artists in there.
I would say, artists are almost your nominee. I've checked on them too. Because I knew people like CC, I knew Bosoma. Not much about Haven, but Mate, I say, also me check here on Morgan Nero too. I checked on him, and like the songs they are bringing out, the songs they are producing, bro, is crazy. The Haven girl, she the rap fast. I'm not gonna lie you. So omunyene boy juma. But one thing I always say is, we all deserve to win. But for me, I believe in myself. I believe in the work. I believe in my fans. I believe in the hard work I've put in. And I feel like I'll win this.
Our song category is a sure bet for Kojo Ray. And that is the agenda we are on for the TGMA 27, 2026, this very year. Okay, on sound category, where a Kumar said, yeah, this one now. Let's leave with the do regional agenda.
I swear, we don't worry.
Yeah. We don't do regional agenda. Anything from the Ashanti region, we definitely are throwing our weight behind it. And this is our very own Kojo Ray is in there with CC Bosoma. We also have our very own, Haven is also on there. Morgan Hero is also in there. These are great talents as well. But trust me, Kojo Ray is winning this one hands down. So watch out for Kojo Ray. And I'm saying, if you've ever had time to actually go listen to his project, use today to be that very time you go listen to Kojo Ray. His songs has been on rotation on this very platform all of the time when we have the chance to be here. And I'm telling you, if it is not good, we're definitely not playing it over here. And whenever we play it, you definitely know it is a good song too as well. Kwesi Arthur has Kwamina MP on there.
The remix.
But Charlie said I would drop on you now. Hey. Like, it actually baffles me how you do it. Okay. Because you drop a song in 2 weeks, already is racking in the numbers and stuff like that. Then again, in that same moment, you also drop the remix. How is that going?
I mean, it's doing great. The last time I checked, we are 500,000 streams on the remix. And on the original too, we have 1 million and plus streams. Only on AudioMark. Not even. I normally use AudioMark because it's the average. The average platform for the average Ghanaian. So, and it's doing good. The reason why I dropped the remix close to the original was they are literally the same song. Yeah, so I mean, me dropping the remix right after the original is just to, I mean, Ijane Soda than us, all the crazy and the album. Yeah, so I mean.
And that was big. That was big with Kwame MP. And amazing.
Kwame also has Seso.
Mad verse as well. And it's simply amazing as well. So Kojo Ray featuring Kwame MP, Kwesi Arthur. And it's the remix, and it's doing amazingly well too as well. Now, before the year ends, I know you've got some stuff going on what you want to do this year, stuff like that. But before I get to that very one, now there is this new wave that is coming whereby AI looks as if it's taking over the music scene. AI is now taking over the music scene, whereby some current and popular songs seem being produced by AI, taking over some of the works that individuals be doing. And I don't know what you think about that as well.
it's cool, but it's somehow funny. But one thing is, the AI is powerful, but the AI can never be powerful than a musician, no matter what. No matter what. Because the originality and everything. Even songs that... songs where them use like AI to generate maybe a version of it. You know? Normally, it'd be songs we did already.
Mm.
So, Melvin, me right now, if you get song we did already, watch on your where you be out to, where release it. Maybe to our airfo, send a while or train. Maybe would they like, man, to me down now, you see, and mixing him about me so many. So, I don't think I've never seen an originally. Created song by an AI before. I've never seen them.
Even in America right now, there's an issue amongst the Christian community because the most popular number one charting song in American gospel space is a song AI. Done by an AI.
Performed by the same AI.
Performed by an AI.
Is it an original song by the AI or a song that is already
Original song by the AI.
I don't believe this.
Top charting songs.
I want to know the title of the song.
I would get a title for you.
Yeah, because
I'll get a title for you.
Obi Atana baby, then we use AI to create the beat, the vocal and everything, and release the song. Then. The song has blue.
Yeah, it's everywhere in America. Almost Jaroff.
Yeah. Oh, but at least the one who did it is the songwriter, definitely. So he owned the copyright as the songwriter.
No,
right?
he actually. So the AI has been given a name, okay, as an artist. So
AI.
But anyways, for where you sit, you think irrespective of that, it is good though that because it actually makes music. Easy to do.
Oh yeah,
it's actually good because of some of the things, the additives that they bring on there. But then, for you, you believe that the AI cannot do exactly extremely.
Can never be better than the musician.
Can never be better than musician.
Yeah, because musician also so somehow how flat kakrana boa AI but AI too perfect, and there's nothing like a perfect music. But yeah, so AI, you know, because the last time I was listening to Gaibi or sending him or sending by and say, yeah, I know see me in TV. I listened to the song, I was like, this song is AI. Everything is like perfect. Like drums, be at time, and also sometimes we bet my singing, what's the time here? Chica crabby by AI, you know, we'll be simple. Yeah, but I feel like it's dope, but it lacks some originality and
stuff like that.
It's no way artificial, no? Yeah, natural. No? You understand?
He goes by the name Kojore. Kojore, it's been an amazing time sitting with you, and I'm thinking it's not going to be our last time. We'd have various conversation as well before the TGMS itself. Is there a medium to which people are voting for you in the unsung category?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. The people using Telecel, which was formerly Vodafone, just dial *1767# and use my nominee code U2.
Okay.
Yeah, just U2. Just, yeah, capital U and 2.
Okay.
And vote for me. I think voting is like one CD or something. I don't really remember. And
right.
You can use the site to www.ghanamusicawards.com and you have to actually log in, and if you don't have an account, you just create an account, then you have to literally vote for everybody. I mean, every category. Unsung is like the last category. So some people are complaining, you're quiet and all of you don't have to skip.
Okay.
You have to vote.
You are forced to vote for other categories
Before the Unsung. So the Unsung is like the last
part. Last one.
And the good part of this is using the site to vote is free.
Okay.
Yeah, it's free.
Okay.
So you just go www.ghanamusicawards.com. Start create the account, follow the process, and go to the last category after the voting. Unsung Artist of the Year is the last category. Then you just vote on Kojore and vote for me.
Let's take the USSD code again. At a
*1767#.
Okay. Then then your
the nominee code is U2.
U2.
Capital U
and the number 2. Okay, so at a *1767#, then U2. Then you just vote in as much as you can for Kojore. It is just one Ghana citizen, and you're good to go. Kojo, thank you very, very much for coming through.
Thank you.
It has been an amazing time hanging out with you. And just know that I love you from the deepest part of my heart. Yeah, and you know that already.
I know.
And I'm telling you, I know that you are about dropping another one, Kasapa.
Kasapa, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's also
that's a song you recorded 2 years ago.
Yeah, I recorded it right after Akitesia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But Maskipino, because I was planning to release it right after Akitesia, but I don't know. I mean, things happen.
So then, when are we having Kasapa though?
Kasapa will be out around the latter part of this month. Definitely. Okay. Yeah. It's also a Gen Z high life song, and it's an amazing song. Mm. You are going to love it.
You
yeah.
are going to love it. Kojore is his name. Kojorae. That is the spelling of his name. Go check him out on the DSPs as well. From the TOP, once again, the remix version of Kwesi Arthur has Kwamina MP on this one. Big jam. City's greatest late afternoon show, The Drive Time.
Every time I got my killies on my side, put me a hustler, oh yeah. Every time I got money on my mind, me no need brandy though. Watching a bin, nobody knows. A little, a loco, the person me hit is a loco. That's what my auntie, my auntie, I'm a trappy, a trappy, I'm go see a guy. Me last day, Quan Siaka, I do a switch in Jimmy Sadiafa. I feel well shamia, me don't go so I can say Siaka, baby. I feel well shamia, me no boy see Betty came my mad yasa. You see, I feel well shamia, me don't go so I can say Siaka, baby. I feel well shamia, me no boy see Betty came my mad yasa. You see, I'm in the mommy, you know, and I'm in the mommy, you know. The rings are many up on some. See, can you see me the amassa? Fit the bitch. Oh, I mean, she love me, mama, me, she leave you there. But she don't put my me, I'm a lie. But when you make a baby, Sunday, I need me pay $1 billion. I'm a sick of food. If you say nobody knows, I'll go. When you're sick of this, I'm a great. A few ways, I'm a banga. Oba banga, mo waba wanda.
I feel when Shamia, I'm in the best, make it kill my mind, yes, I'm in the best. Most vibrant airspace. Love 99.5 FM.
Everyone listens to it.
Experience the joy.
Equia. Mo. Tommy Moo. Etubam. A man's ruler bank PLC for Susu loan. Ya wadi mawi. And now what do you hear? Do say?
Bra.
Yes.
Enye de bia na ye beti mi asire u sika u. Enti ye ni Amansie Rural Bank PLC di jana wo bua ye ni a. Ese se ye nsu ye di no kwe.
Ma ya de ye. Enti na me kanfu wo amma krom hafo nyina no. Wo bie ni hore mu a makire no Amansie Rural Bank PLC kwan a wakwa wo ma di ni hwa moda. Wo nsusu loan, small and medium enterprise loan. Eye flexi pa. Wuji firi 1,000 Ghana kuzi 5,000 Ghana CDC ya. Wanyi kulatula biya. Commercial loan wudi baitre u business mu. Microfinance. Ana ajuma nko suyo loan. Agrik mechile ekuyafuwa nko suyo loan. For ekuyafuwa.
Amansie Rural Bank PLC.
Watumpompa. One digital banking. Ya chese. Utimifa internet. Anase u mobile phone. Sukura nu umudijwa. Wuyi head office ya wa antuwe kurumnua. One branches pi. Mansum potemho. Kumasi Roman Hill, Ahojo Atinga Junction, Afrikas Campus, Owas Campus, Sofoland, Bekwai, Amyan Kwanta, Akrokere. Oman phone frewon 0277-599-442 and 0202-533-983.
Amansie Rural Bank PLC.
You are a reliable financial partner.
Love 99.5 FM.
On air and online. Yeah. I never turn it off.
Sixteen minutes after five, Love 99.5 FM. Great conversation with Kojo Ray. Wow. The young chap is simply amazing, yeah? Go check him out as well. Now, let me tell you about MTN. Now, MTN has got something amazing for you. We are saying, do not go join the queue just to change your SIM. If you want to be on the eSIM, it is very, very simple. Yeah, MTN has flipped the script and can literally set up your own eSIM yourself right from your couch. No queues, no waiting, no ticket. You just open the My MTN app, follow the steps, and boom, you're live. And that's the ultimate live hack. So grab your phone, download the My MTN app if you haven't already, and skip the queue today. And also have your eSIM. SIC Insurance, I'ma tell you, is that insurance that has over 60 years. SIC Insurance has been Ghana's shield, built on integrity, reliability, and also care. From motor to fire accident to travel, marine and more, whatever you value, insure it with confidence, insure with care, insure with SIC Insurance. Because at the heart of every policy is a sacred promise to care, to deliver, and to be there when it matters most. Simply call 0800-100055 or talk to a broker or a licensed agent today. SIC Insurance, our promise, our sacred. Now locate SIC Insurance offices right here in Kumasi, which is the main office. It is at Opsita Prempeh Assembly Hall, Bompata, Kumasi. KNUST office is beside KNUST Maintenance and Transport Department around the commercial area. At Swami, it is adjacent Swami Post Office at Tanoso. It is opposite the Tanoso Police Station. At Ajeso, it's opposite the Ajeso Municipal Assembly. And adjacent to the Shell Filling Station. Give them a call on 0322-023342 or 0322-025610 or 0322-023341. Kumaman Road Bank PLC is my next stop bank with Kumaman Road Bank PLC, because they have you at everything that they do. You are never a customer with Kumaman Road Bank PLC. You are a family, okay? Anything about loans, speak to them too as well. They have branches closer to you. Amakom Alaba, KJT, Tafua, Hinsana, Safo, Bombswa, Dako, Jachi, Fijasi, Kumau, Bank Bodom has a job on so and also Sukkabine. So visit any of these branches, open an account and let them allow them help you grow your finance. Call them on 050-134-0083 or 020-202-8337. Kumamanro Bank PLC, it is a listening bank. All of the time when you go to the market and you don't know exactly what tomato paste to buy, I beg you, buy Lavance or Hondi tomato paste, because in any amount you'll be buying them, you're donating 1 Ghana cedis into a Happy Sunshine Education. It is very simple. Check the label and see how your purchase donates 1 Ghana cedis to this worthy cause. So let's build this dream 1 meal at a time. Lavance tomato mix, love day inside. And Hondi tomato mix, that is every chef's choice. Now get to know that the initiative is proudly FDA approved. Support a great cause while enjoying every bite. For the past decade too as well, New Generation Investment Services Limited, which is a leading investment banking firm, has guided thousands of institutional and retail investors to make millions in secured portfolio investments. So whatever your investment goals and aspirations are, I ask that you talk to our seasoned investment advisors. They'll structure an investment portfolio which is actually good for you. Call us on 03220-91608 or 0352197482. You can also choose to visit the office at the first floor Kokopo Jubilee House in the Dum Kumasi, or the first floor of the first story building behind National Investment Bank in Sunyani, or visit the website www.ngis-group.com. New Generation Investment Services, achieving excellent returns on your investments. Are you also looking for the motor insurance that goes the extra mile? Well, Hollard Insurance has got something amazing for you. Insure your car with Hollard and enjoy extra rewards. If you're a new customer, you get to drive away with a free fuel voucher. And when you sign up, that is when you sign up as a new customer. If you're an existing customer, you get exclusive gifts when you renew. Plus 247 free roadside assistance for everyone, so you never stuck on the road. Now that is value I'm telling you, you can trust. Simply call 0800-444-999 or visit any Hollard office or speak to your broker today. And slack it, because Hollard Insurance, we've got you covered. Duffy's Health and Beauty has got for you a wide range of products too as well. Locate Duffy's Health and Beauty right here in Kumasi, close to Pogas Furniture at the Tech Junction, and also in Accra at East Legon, close to AH Hotel. Now, they have resellers all over Ghana. If you want to have the best of skincare and your health in check, Duffy's Health and Beauty are the product to be using. Call us on 0533-776-893 or 02025-1-514-020. Duffy's Health and Beauty, your health and beauty is definitely our concern. EcoBank is giving you an opportunity to have control over your money only when you have the EcoBank mobile app, which gives you an opportunity to transact across 33 African countries and anywhere in the world. So go onto the App Store, the Play Store, and download the EcoBank mobile app now. Now, command also means paying attention to your details. EcoBank will never call or send an SMS asking for your PIN, OTP, bank card, or Ghana card details. When in doubt, call the EcoBank call center on 0800-003225. EcoBank, the Pan-African Bank. Chalamet could talk through small. Emergencies know they give signal. So when life happens, Momo day for you. Borrow what you can handle from your Momo app and pay back on time. No pressure, because when you pay back, the cycle continues and you get to do more with Momo. Responsible borrowing, be the real flex. Momo day, do more with Momo. The Ghana month is coming off in this very month, from 17th of April to the 19th of April 2026 at the Kumasi City Mall. We call that one the Ghana Month Fair. It is made possible by Love FM and Insure FM in partnership with the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce and Industry, the Kumasi branch. Shop proudly Ghanaian products, enjoy a sizzling food fair, vibe to exciting live band music, connect with top local businesses and brands as well. Every day from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. daily, from the 17th to the 19th of April 2026 at the Kumasi City Mall. Now, in this very month that we're celebrating Ghana Month Fair, I beg of you, support local, buy Ghana, and celebrate Ghana. Love and Share FM partnership with the Ghana National Chamber of Commerce Industry Kumasi branch is bringing you the Ghana Month Fair 2026. If you need a store or if you want to make some inquiries, simply call 0244-729-510. It is 0244-729-510. Nana P Phones and Accessories is giving you an opportunity for you to own your favorite phone and also own an electrical appliances at an affordable price. guys, only when you have your Ghana card. Now, when you have a Ghana card, move into any Nana P phones and accessories store across the country, and you have been placed on an installment payment plan, okay? That is for 3, 4, 5, 6, and as well 12 months, depending on exactly which phone or electrical appliances you're choosing. Promotion is also ongoing. In these promotional packages, we've got items which are also selling at an affordable price. Located on the P-Phones right here in Kumasi, Edum Opposite the Asada House, Kesbin Media, Edum Obiba JK Building, Opposite Prudential Bank, Edum PZ, Nana Akwesi Ajiman Building, in Accra, Madina Zongo Junction, Techiman, Opposite Techiman Palace, Kaswa, the Takrady Station, and also at Tamale, a Boabo Station or Market opposite the Ghana Commercial Bank. Give them a call on 0533-093-422 and as well 0245-777-7702. Bon Arrivé Restaurant is here serving you. Special chicken and tilapia, jollof with grilled chicken, special rice and fish sauce, banku and tilapia. And as well, specialize in Francophone dishes, Chinese dishes, Senegalese dishes, local and continental dishes as well. They also do door-to-door delivery services and take orders for all locations. Just give them a call now, 0538-056070 or 0249-873-347. You can also find them at 100 Inshires Opposite Cozy Lodge, Bon Arrivé Restaurant. Delicious food always. 5A China Furniture Limited is giving you 50% discount on all home, office, event centers, churches, hotels, restaurants, products. And I'm telling you, yes, up to 50% discount on all of their products. Be it furniture items, electrical items, bathroom items, and even deco items, and as well the 5A mattresses and rug forms. All is selling at a 50% discount ASAP. Locate 5A China Furniture Limited at Just Height Building, opposite the Ark Hotel, Asakwa, right here in Kumasi. I'll call them on 0549-680-030. 5A China Furniture, premium living, one-stop shopping. You need that energy for the day. Grab yourself the Vim Champagne Energy Drink. Rush now to your nearest store, supermarket, or event vendor and grab your Vim Champagne Energy Drink. Quality products coming through from Chilium Industrial Limited. For bulk purchase, contact 0322-190-877. Vim Champagne Energy Drink, it gives you Vim. Now, get to know every day is a possibility for you to have money on you. Debia Wuska Wonchain. Only when you are playing the 590 mobile game. Dial *959# follow the prompt or visit 590mobile.com.gh now to play on your phones across all networks. Now, get to know that all wings are paid directly to your mobile money account. 590 Mobile, yesi, eda, wunsemu. Looking for a cable that puts your safety first every single time? Now, get to know it is the Tropical Cable Flame Retardant Cable. Engineered with advanced materials to slow down fire, it is designed to safeguard your property in the event of fire. Approved by the Energy Commission and certified by the Ghana Standards Authority, Tropical Cable is trusted by estate developers, contractors, electricians, and homeowners nationwide. Don't take risk. Choose the cable designed for Ghana, tested in Ghana, and also trusted by Ghana. Get Tropical Cable Flame Retardant Cables today from our accredited outlets here in Kumasi. For more information, call or WhatsApp us now on 0244-015-578. Tropical Cable, strong, safe, reliable. Tropical Cable, yes, a topapa preko. What rice are you cooking with? It has to be easy rice. Omutuo, fried rice, jollof rice, even the plain rice and stew, it has to be easy rice. You can get easy rice from Edu Market, KO Market, Dr. Mensa, Pantuma Market, and also Swami Market. For bulk purchase, contact Evans One Trading at Sawaba Mama Junction or call 0244-244-847 or 0204468590. Easy rice, the perfect choice for every rice meal. Now get to know your favorite chocolate is back. Chocolate now comes in a fresh new look. It is still the same rich, delicious taste you know and love. Whether it's for breakfast, snack time, or that sweet pick-me-up during the day, chocolate is always a delicious escape. So go on, grab the new pack today and enjoy the same great taste. Chocolate, enjoy the taste, feel the goodness. Electroland They're still selling stuff at an affordable price, and we're asking that upgrade your home entertainment. Fill the sound with Samsung TCL and Media Home Theaters, and enjoy your favorite Easter movies on stunning LED smart TVs. Stay cool all day with powerful air conditioners, and yes, your beside fridge for perfectly chilled drinks. We've got you covered. So don't wait. Visit any Electroland showroom today, or shop online at electrolandgh.com, or simply call 050-315-9739. Electroland Ghana, home of luxury and affordable electronics.
Melvin. From Kumasi to the whole Riasi, nobody does it like Melvin. Make sure you keep it locked. This BK Soul from Tema, me does it. From Kumasi to the whole Riasi, nobody does it like Melvin. Make sure you keep it locked. This BK Soul from Tema, me does it.
Love 99.5 FM.
On air. Online. Yeah. I never turn it off.
Twenty-nine minutes after 5. Few more. I can see 1 minute more to the top of the hour. We're crossing over to Joy 99.7 FM, City's greatest late afternoon show, Drive Time. Coming up next is the top story and also Ghana Connect. Keep your dials locked in here. Good evening.
Catholic Bishops Conference up in arms against President John Dramani Mahama over his comment that the anti-LGBTQ bill is not a priority, arguing that the government's reasoning is unsound.
That is not the most important issue we face as a nation. We're still grappling with the provisions of basic needs of education, healthcare, jobs, food, clothing, and shelter.
We have details and, you know, reactions on this particular matter here on Top Story, always brought to you by Telecell, Connecting Energies, Holy Insect Size Spray and Coil, Enjoy Holy Sleep, and also by Short Pension Trust, Into the Future with You. This is live on Love 99.5 in Kumasi, on ATL 100.5 in Cape Coast, on Radio Max, and several of our affiliates across the country. And tonight, the Ghana Catholic Bishops Conference is tearing into President John Dramani Mahama over his latest stance that the anti-LGBTQ bill is not a priority, arguing that the president's reasoning is unsound. President Mahama, at the World Affairs Council a few weeks ago, stated that the passage of the anti-LGBTQ bill and the conversations around it are not the most important issues that the nation is faced with currently. His reasons, or his reason was that Ghana is still grappling with provisions of basic needs. Now, he repeated this point during his interaction with CSOs on the 30th of March. Listen to President Mahama make that point.
In LGBTQ plus issues, it remains a highly emotive and sensitive issue, even in the most advanced liberal democracies. I explained during my recent engagement with the World Affairs Council that it's not the most important issue we face as a nation. were still grappling with the provisions of basic needs of education, healthcare, jobs, food, clothing, and shelter. Nevertheless, the private member's bill introduced in Parliament has sparked a complex and sensitive national conversation. Our position is guided by our Constitution, respect for human rights and dignity of all persons, and the need to preserve social cohesion. While there are strong and differing views within our society, we believe that these issues must be addressed through democratic processes, our core values, dialogue, and the rule of law. I'm also mindful of reactions from our international partners, including the recent developments such as Lincoln University's withdrawal of their honorary doctorate. These developments underscore the importance of continued engagement and mutual respect, and of situating our national decisions within our constitutional and cultural context. Ghana will continue to uphold its democratic values while engaging constructively with the international community.
So that is the president speaking there during the encounter with the CSOs. Now, in defending the president's comments, the Minister for Government Communications, Felix Kwachiofosu, on Pulse 3 days ago, insisted that the LGBTQ issues do not rank among the top concerns of ordinary citizens.
Promoting LGBTQ. The relative for those, a good friend of mine, is my neighbor. When you move out of AEK, you go into his constituency. So I have quite healthy relations with him. But I think that sometimes he gets carried away in his advocacy. I have a friend who describes our conduct as an overzealous charlatanism. You see, he was in government when the comprehensive education curricula was introduced. And we had similar happenings where there were things in there that we found distasteful and at variance with Ghanaian cultural norms and practices. There was some public outcry. I think that's curricula was withdrawn even before Reverend Tim Fodjo went out to make these claims. The NACA itself had withdrawn about 700 or so copies of the manual. It is a manual. It's an instruction manual to teachers.
So we'll get the apologies for this sound. We'll get the right one and get it to you. But Felix has been defending the comment by the president there. Now, the Catholic Bishops Conference issued a strong worded statement today, and my colleague Gemma Appiah joins me in studio with it. Gemma, what is the, you know, the concern by the Catholic Bishops Conference, and what are they really addressing?
So, Kujo, the Ghana Catholic Bishops Conference, from the tone of this press release, appear not to be happy with a statement by both President Mahama and Felix Kwachi Ofosu when they say that the issue of LGBTQ is not a priority and there are other important issues that the country should be focusing on, like bread and butter issues on education, health, and the rest. So let me quote the response to this. It says that even if intended to prioritize urgent socioeconomic concerns, that's the statements by both Felix Kwachiofosu and the president, such descriptions risk conveying that certain moral questions may be set aside as inconsequential. It goes on to say that no nations do not live by bread alone. I'm sure, Braze, you are very familiar with this particular point in the Bible for many Christians. They are sustained also by the invisible architecture of values. Now, the Catholic Bishops Conference look at the issue of separating socioeconomic issues and ethics. That seems to be the position of the government, that values and socioeconomic issues are different, and so they should be treated differently, and we should be focusing more on socioeconomic factors. Now, the Catholic Bishop Conference says that even they have been advocating, they do not refuse to acknowledge that indeed there are socioeconomic problems in this country. We should be looking at gaps in education, healthcare, and the rest, but we should also look at the values because there is a link between the two. So it says that they have been advocating for these socioeconomic factors in the country for human development opportunity and promotion of equity, but we also need to look at values. That it's also important for us to look at values because they are linked. And let me quote what it says. It is analytically unsound to frame a choice between economic progress and moral coherence. The two are not rivals but companions. It goes ahead to quote some research. It says empirical social research across contexts shows that stable family structures correlate with improved educational outcomes, reduced crime rates, and greater economic mobility. So for the Catholic Bishop Conference, it's important to also focus on values because it is also linked to socio-economic factors. So when people have there's reduced crime rates and educational outcomes, it also affects, they are connected, interconnected. So we cannot just say that we have to focus on socio-economic factors and leave out the values. They also speak about two principles that they abide with. The first one is that the attacks, the attacks on such people and their activities, they say they are against it. The discrimination and also violence and hatred are against people who practice different sexual